Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
It's a radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host, Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am.
I'll tell you one thing, man. Sometimes when you get ready and you have everything set to go, the internet just decides to fuck with you. And that's what it did this past half hour of getting ready for the show. Even right before the show went on, it came back on like 1 minute before the show went live. Like as soon as it hit live, the internet came back on, and I got the switchboard back up and running. I was like, oh, great. So lovely times to be in. Like, if it's not one thing, the internet goes weary. But how are you, sir?
I am all right.
Yeah. This is week three in isolation. A lot of movies watched, and as noted last week, we have a Indie Spotlight review to discuss this week, and then we'll be getting into like some Easter marathon stuff for the remainder of the month. I'm happy to do an indie thing, but it's kind of hard when there's hardly not that much to discuss with the indie film. But nonetheless, we're gonna get through it like we always do, and that's not a good way to start out. But again, I'm all discombobulated from the show not wanting to work properly, so I'm gonna be sort of in a mean spirit, which I don't want to be. You know, I wanna do these shows. I wanna have a clear head, but when you have everything set to go and then the internet just keeps messing with you, you're kind of pissed off. And I don't even think I'm online. I don't know. It could cut in and out again. Who knows? Like that other that past week where I just cut out for some unforsaken reason. But nonetheless, we're here. We're doing this. And we're going to probably go ahead and start this, Ian. Are you still? Yeah, you're still there, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. It's my internet's out again, so I don't even know if this is going to be recorded or not. But who knows? Only time will tell. Our film this week to discuss is a little indie film called Desert Wolf from Lone Gunslinger Pictures. It came out last year, like October of last year. I just recently found it last month, I believe, and decided, you know what, we're going to do that, you know, save it for the show and do something fun with it. And that's what we're here going to do. With Desert Wolf, you know, I was like thinking, all right, it's been a while. You know, I always like to check out, you know, low budget, you know, werewolf movies and see what they're like. And, you know, our friend Michael Taylor Pritt, he did one, Night Owl. I was like, okay, I'll compare and contrast, you know, see what's going on here. And so Desert Wolf is from Arizona filmmaker Bo Yachty, who directed, produced, I don't even know if he wrote it. He might have wrote it. And also starred in it. as Sheriff Garrett. He was the lead star of the film. And so Desert Wolf, it's supposed to be like a throwback to like the classic, on the back of the DVD it says like throwbacks to classics like The Wolfman and then Wolf, the Jack Nicholson Wolf. I'm like, that's an odd one to throw in there, but I can kind of see it, but not really. But yeah, I'll get into what I see it as compared to what they think it is a little bit later on. But Desert Wolf starts out with this, you know, man running, and he gets attacked. And then the lady calls the sheriff, played by Bo, Sheriff Garrett, which you don't even know his name for half the majority of the movie. And that's the one thing. Like, there's like, we'll get into it. And so he responds to the call, and then he sees like the remains of a body. I think it's an arm, and he gets attacked and he shoots it. The creature or whatever, an animal that attacked him, and sooner or later, his wound heals, and he gets like heightened senses and smells and all that stuff. And he has a friend, forgot her name, like Kai, I think it was, who is like this spiritual, like, friend of his, in a sense. And she's like, you know, like, telling him to wear this amulet around his neck and the ward off stuff because it's blessed or something like that. And so he's trying to figure out these, you know, random killings. Well, she says there's going to be another killing for like another, you know, 17 days or 3 weeks or whatever it was. And he's just going on his daily thing, just, you know, helping people. And honestly, that's about the gist of the movie. Because there's really, that's the one problem with the film was the writing. Because honestly, there's not, they have it set up. There's like scenes, like he's going to the, you know, the morgue to figure out what kind of attack it was, talking with the coroner. It's an animal attack. It's, you know, canine animal attack. It also has some like human DNA in the saliva, and you know, people start getting, you know, a few other people get attacked, and then just like random scenes that just kind of really don't pan out how they kind of want them to. Like, they introduce this, there's the one girl that works at the bar, and like her sister is a younger sister, and like there's this, I guess this celebrity or this YouTuber or something, I don't know what it she was. They don't even make mention of it. She's just someone famous that is appeals to younger girls, younger audience. And then like some reason they're in the desert again. Well, it is Arizona, so there's a lot of open space, but still, it just didn't make sense like why she was there to begin with, unless I missed it before they walked into the bar. And there's just like, again, like you're supposed to, you know, be with, you know, the sheriff, and there's also the deputy who wants the sheriff's job, and he's like telling the mayor or the governor to like he should step down and he should take over. And there's just like, it's very slim pickings, basically, when it comes to talking about the movie, because there's not much to discuss. And there's a lot of drawn out scenes that just, I mean, it's establishing shots, but you don't need establishing shots of a person walking into a place, you know, four or five times, you know, just to have like a small conversation. Oh, I thought you quit smoking. Like, oh, I quit smoking 2 weeks ago. And there's just like very long drawn out pauses, and just, it's a very, very small movie. I can tell. Going by Lone Gunslinger, you know, because it's the production company, of course, I'm assuming it's just him and a camera and maybe a few other people doing this, because there's a lot of scenes where it's just, you know, the camera, you can see it's just him set up, you know, walking. in front of the camera, back and forth, aimlessly looking, staring off into the distance. And it's very, very small budget. And then once it gets to the reveal of the wolf, then it hits the crescendo of small budgets. And it's just, honestly, you know, you kind of expected, you know, you want a decent, you know, it's werewolf movies are hard to come by when it's good. And this is one of those that it's, there's a lot of passion and heart trying to make a movie into it, you know, in this film. I mean, I can see that. I can see he wanted to do something, but it just seemed like there's something that missing when it was just in the script, because the script is the major flaw of the movie. Because again, you could have trimmed down a few things, added a few interesting ideas. I mean, they weren't going for a gory movie or anything. They were trying to, you know, take it back a little bit. Just a few maulings, a little bit of blood here and there. I mean, they did, you know, they had practical, like, props for some of the severed limbs and arms and stuff. But, like, once it hit the peak of the reveal of the wolf, and, you know, that's just, that's where it kind of hit that Halloween homemade costume feel. And I was like, oh, okay, that's where it started to hit the camp factor for me, where it was just like sort of, it sort of was kind of cringy in a minute, a little bit there, because I was watching that and it was like, that's not good when you have your big reveal and it looks like that, and just the way that everything plays out kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And again, the film is not like the best watch up until then. It's very slow and just not much happens, and the characters are kind of blah, and there's just like nothing really to grasp at. And then it just, you have sort of that as the finale, and you know, you kind of expect at least something more than that. I mean, I know they were trying to go for, you know, the classic, you know, Wolfman, stuff like that. You know, it's more human practical than monster practical. And that's where I found out that, you know, like, it's more along the lines of those 50s monster movies. And those were done, you know, during its time. It had to, they have their charm to them. You know, you have something like I Was a Teenage Werewolf or The Manster, or the vampire movie, Vampire Bat, the one about the doctor does, you know, it's from that period of time as well. So a lot of those, you know, I'm looking at like vampire movies, but it's still the same. A lot of those MGM movies from the 50s.
Yeah.
Has that sort of that quality to it. And that's where I got this, you know, it's just like that sort of cheesy. It wasn't really cheesy, though. It was just like that camp a little bit. But this is just, you know, in a sense, you want to say it's like sort of like, if I do modern movie, Wolf Cop. It's like, it's in the vein of Wolf Cop done like a 50s MGM werewolf or creature feature. It's very straightforward, not over the top. You know, like Wolf Cop was. It's very over-the-top effects, practical effects, and, you know, it has a camp factor to it. But this one is just, I mean, I know what they're trying, I swear, I think I know what he was wanting to do. But the script was bad. It could have done a little bit better with the wolf reveal. And just like, again, a lot of scenes just drawn out, a lot of walking. There's too much walking. And just like, it was just like, oh, let's go here. I mean, it is, you know, a desert, whatever. But there's just like too many scenes of walking. You could have trimmed that down, got it, you know, cohesive picture without it being kind of a chore to get through a little bit towards the end there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, But, Ian, I'll let you take over for a little bit, and then we'll go back and forth on it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that much walking since I watched the whole marathon of the Lord of the Rings series. Because that's what it felt like. I was just like, why I was like, oh, there they are. They're walking. I was like, oh, this person's running. Yay. Something different. No, but like, I didn't understand some of the panning scenes and like just, you know, where it zooms out and starts going off and like, okay, how many times are we going to have a beginning of a movie? Like, that's just what it felt like the opening scene in a movie that shows you where, like, the whole set's located. And I'm like, okay, thank you for letting me know that we are in Arizona. It is kind of plain. And some of the acting was pretty, pretty bad. There was a couple of people, like, that wasn't too awful. But I don't know. I like the short strawberry blonde girl. She seemed like she was a decent actress. I felt nothing for the characters throughout the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really like. I didn't like feel sorry that anybody died because I was just like, it's whatever, and. I like that they were trying to, you know, throw a red herring at us at least. But, I don't know, there's nothing to this movie. Honestly, it's going to be a movie I forget until our end of the year review next year. And, I don't know, it's like, there's just nothing to it. It's just like a really hard movie.
Yeah, it really didn't try to stand out. I mean, I know it's low budget and everything, but you can make a little, you know, at least, you know, with Night Owl, it stood out, you know, with like something like Bone Hill Road, it stood out. But this one is just like, I mean, I get it. I do. But there's just like, the only thing that's going to stand out is that reveal at the end. And that is not good when you think back as because that's probably, I hate to say it, it's one of the worst looking wolves ever. And that's why I said Halloween, homemade Halloween costume or do it yourself sort of look to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, don't get me wrong. But there's just that, like, buy that, you know, like that VHS or DVD from a Halloween shop. And have your, you know, pop it in and have your mother or grandmother do it at the same time watching the tape. You know, that's what it's going to look like, and that's what it looked like, you know, or just like a mirror or something. It's just, it was not good. And it looked like there was pubes on his face.
I was like that.
I mean,
I said to myself, I was like, oh, that's the big reveal. He's got sideburns.
Yeah.
Like, that's neat. And I was just like, I mean, I was like, this looks worse than the 1950s Wolfman movie.
Yeah.
Like, at least that had charm to it.
Yeah, even the Jack, like, they're saying Jack Nicholson Wolf, you know, Wolf from 94. I mean, that one looked, at least it looked like it was sort of a man wolf. You know, this is, I mean, you can't.
And the hands.
Yeah, and the hands. And, like, the hands
the
and the face
killed me.
Didn't match anything. You think, okay, you think it would change the whole fucking appearance, but no. It's just, like, sharp claws, and you look like someone punched you in the face multiple times, and now you're bruised.
Yeah.
With that,
your
and
whole
you're
face
just like.
Bruised.
And you landed in a pile of mud and, like, there's, like, horses or something, and it just stuck. And I don't know. It's just, like, it just did not look good. I mean, I know it's low budget. I get that. And we talk about that. But sometimes you could, I mean, look at Night Owl. I'm going to compare it to Night Owl because I'm assuming it's around, I don't know about the budget, all right? But they're both low budget. But, I mean, they're at least with Night Owl, they did something with it. You know, it made sense to the story. and it was understandable of everything. This one, I mean, when it does the reveal, that, and like I said, it goes back to that very low budget MGM, just like sort of like arms out, like feel to it, and it's just like, oh god, and just it doesn't work when you have like this big climactic finale, and it looks like something, you know, that doesn't really work. I mean, it doesn't look like the guy, you know, who, you know, when it comes to the reveal, I'm not going to say, but it didn't look like he was trying to be scary. It just looked like he was like at a haunted house attraction trying to go, you know, coming at you.
Right. I don't know. It's like, I was excited because, you know, I love werewolf movies. I love monster movies in general. And I was so excited that I was going to get to watch a werewolf movie because I think the last werewolf movie we watched was Night Howl.
Yeah.
It might have, yeah. So, you know, it's been a while, so, you know, I was like, yay. I was so excited, and then I watched it. I was just sitting there, like, because I was trying to fast-forward all of the walking parts, and before I realized it, I skipped a huge chunk of the movie. And I was just like, wow, there's nothing of you know, like, this movie, all the walking scenes, if you would have just took it out, probably would have been a 30-minute movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it would probably have made a little bit more sense. But I don't know.
Yeah, they could have went into like more about like the history of like if something like, you know, the skinwalker, because at the end it's not a werewolf, and you know, it's a skinwalker because of its friend shaman or Indian friend or whatever it is. You know, they could have done like maybe there's like a history of something in the desert or some kind of curse. You know, like again, it's like a million other werewolf movies,
they could
bring
it up, curse.
Yeah, but they never do anything with it. There's just like a lot of stuff. Like, they do more procedural stuff, like, oh, this person's lost. I'm going to walk because I have heightened senses and I don't know about it and automatically find them. It's like, it was just, like, so unnecessary and just, like, why do we need to find random person here so they can save them later on there? And then it's just, like, then there's the whole point, you know, there's some errors in the film, too. Like, the part where, like, the girl follows apparently, you know, the famous chick into the woods, or the manager of the famous chick, and then like there's just that light stand in the middle of the desert with like blood. Like, are they doing? Because they never bring it up. Like, I don't know if it's like a photo shoot that she's doing. Like, it would have made sense, but it just looks like, oh, there's no light here, so let's put this light stand there and then shove, you know, throw blood on it, and it just like looks like it's like, was that? What are we looking at here? You know, because there's like a lot of errors, and then there's like the scene where like he does find the one girl earlier on, and then like for a very like millisecond, he could have cut it like a millisecond, edited it out. You could hear him say "cut." So there's some obvious errors in the film, and then like the one with the coroner comes in, and he starts drinking coffee. Apparently that's like some ongoing joke that doesn't really make any sense. Like, oh, we only have coffee, you know, it's a bar, but they only serve coffee. That just doesn't make sense, you know? So there's some kind of ongoing
right.
joke there that doesn't really, cause it's like, oh, we, you know, cause the famous chick, like, oh, can I get an espresso? Can I do this? Like, oh, we only have black coffee. I'm like, okay, whatever. But then like, again, the coroner is there, and he just slow like 1 minute scene of him drinking coffee to end the scene, and like, why do we need to see him drink coffee? That doesn't make any sense. He's not central to the point of the movie, and there's just like a lot
exactly.
of scenes. There's just like the shaman lady, she's doing the chanting, and like, why is she doing this chanting? You know. There's no point to it, you know, because they never make any sense to, like, if it's a big thing. Like, I'm assuming it's because of the bracelet or the charm around Sheriff's neck, But it still doesn't make any sense. You know, like, okay, why is she chanting? Is like, I mean, there's just a lot of errors, like, in it from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's obvious. I mean, we try to be, you know, fair. And this is given our honest opinion. I mean, there's a lot of errors in this film. And, I mean, I know they're trying to do their best. They're trying to make a good movie, you know, trying to make a decent movie or a homage or whatever they're trying to do. But it does kind of not work with what they were trying to accomplish.
Yeah. And the ending felt kind of forced. Most of the movie felt forced.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, oh, we're all randomly getting together for to hunker down, everybody in this little town. Because there's only like 6 of us in this damn town.
Yeah. Why the random house? They're like, let's go over here to this house. We'll bunker in here. And they, I mean, they could have went to the bar. It would have made sense. There's more room. But no, let's get to the house.
Yeah. And then, it just, I don't know.
Like, no, let's not meet at the sheriff's office where there's guns and stuff.
Right.
You know, let's go to this house. Just, oh, we need to go to the house. And then, like, there's a part, again, that's going into spoilers towards the finale where, like, you need to get behind him, and, like, they don't even move, and then the person gets attacked, but then there's just a lot of things. There's a lot of issues, and it's just one of those you'd have to, you know, we'd be here forever just talking about it.
Right.
So I don't want to do that.
I liked when they were at the doctor's office, and he was, like, putting his mask on. Like, he was, like, taking his time, like, putting this thing on.
Yeah.
And then, literally in the next scene, it was, like, a weird glitch. And then you saw him with his mask on his chin. I'm just like, why would you put that mask on your face?
And just to take it down.
Right back down. It's like,
there's so many errors.
Oh,
man. And just like, I was just like looking at that too. I was like, why? Why? He was so particulous about it. He was so on point. Like, I got to put this over the here, over my ear, over this ear, put it underneath my, you know, my beard. And then the next scene, it's all the way down under his mouth saying he's talking. Like, you could have talked with it on.
Yeah,
you know, but no. And then I don't know if it's the way that the DVD was produced, but the audio was off. Like, everything was, like, on the left side, like, all the sound. So I don't know if that's just the way it was or not. I don't know. It's weird. And it's like, you know, I'm not putting the sound on him, but I'm just saying that it could have been a DVD error or something. That happens. But just, like, all the sound was in.
It seemed fine.
Yeah. So maybe it's just mine. I don't know. I mean, it's there. If you're a werewolf aficionado, you're going to watch it. But, I mean, we have all the information in the, show page here and on our Facebook page. So if you want to check it out for yourself, give your own opinion. We're just giving ours. You can check it out at lonegunslingerpictures.com or facebook.com/lonegunslingerpictures. Make your own choice. And, I really don't have anything else to say. I mean, we kind of talked bad about it, but it's not, you know, it's criticism, you know, it's constructive criticism. And I think,
yeah,
you know, you want to hear that going into your next project.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
Constructive.
yeah. But, Ian, I guess this is going to do it for the show. Any final thoughts on Desert Wolf?
I'd rather not.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this Indie Spotlight. Again, next couple shows will probably be Easter-related because we did that last year and it was fun, so we're going to keep that up. And we got a few. I got a good one to start off with. I'm looking forward to that one. I've been holding off for a whole freaking year to watch that. So next week is going to be a fun one, I hope. So, Ian, stay safe.
Too.
And... thanks, everyone, for listening.